Welcome to another University of Winnipeg historical moment. I'm Bud Kaler. As you gaze from the second floor mezzanine upon the dark splendor of Lockhart Hall, what are you thinking? A. Wow, that's gray. B. Doesn't the University of Winnipeg have enough money to finish those concrete walls? Or C. This is an excellent representation of architecture reminiscent of the period from the 1950s to the mid-1970s. If you chose C, you're absolutely correct. Lockhart Hall was constructed in 1972 and is named after Wilfrid Cornelius Lockhart, the first president of the University of Winnipeg. He served as president from 1967 to 1971. The building itself was designed by Herbert Henry Gatenby Moody. The only thing longer than his name is the list of buildings designed by Moody. These include Centennial Hall, the Manitoba Museum, the Fort White Center, and the now demolished Winnipeg Arena. The Manitoba Historical Society has distinguished Moody as a memorable Manitoban. Moody's creation of Lockhart is an example of what is known as brutalist architecture. The term brutalism comes from the French béton brut, which directly translated means raw concrete. The style came out of the modernist architectural movement. What are some of the features of brutalist architecture? 1. Striking repetitive angular geometry. 2. Concrete. 3. Heavy, unrefined, coarsely molded features that often reveal the wooden forms used for the casting. Yes, Lockhart Hall is an example of brutalist architecture. The philosophy behind brutalism is often associated with the socialist utopian ideology. The style is considered unfriendly and uncommunicative by its critics. So the next time a student writing an exam in Lockhart yells out, "This is brutal," give him a wink and say, "Yes, yes it is." I'm Bud Kaler, and this has been another University of Winnipeg historical moment.